Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
We are speaking this segment with the sheriff of Erie County, John Garcia. Sheriff, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me.
You know, a consistent story that's been going on, unfortunately, in Erie County is vehicle thefts, and now we are seeing a spike in Clarence. Tell us about it.
You know, Joe, first and foremost, people are fed up with this surge in vehicle thefts. And people will tell you firsthand stories across Erie County about some incident that occurred in their neighborhood to their family member or to them. And they just can't think of an idea of how to curb this other than changing the qualifying bail offenses in Albany, because what happens is we're making the arrests. You know, we're telling the neighbors here in Erie County what to do to prevent the car thefts. But, you know, people are very angry because, they don't want to be shamed because of the victims, Joe. Just because you grew up in a time when you left your doors open and your car is unlocked and your keys in your car, doesn't mean that these thieves have the right to go into your house, to go into your car and steal your car. And there's no repercussions, Joe. There's no accountability whatsoever for the people doing this. People are fed up and things need to change.
What would you say? I'm not sure how much you can answer this question, but what would you say is the average age of the individuals you are arresting for car theft? Are a majority under the age of 18?
Yes. Yes, they are. I would say the average age is, probably teenagers, anywhere between 15, 19 years old. And what kind of repercussions are people going to have at that age now with bail reform and raise the age? And honestly, these laws are not doing them any favors either, because they're let out on an appearance ticket to do it again and again. And sometimes we arrest these young men and they have two or three warrants from other town courts for the same charges. So what I'm afraid of is this. I'm afraid that something is going to happen because of the people being fed up and taking it into their own hands, chasing one of these cars, somebody smashed into innocent family driving, or you saw what happened at Burger King the other day where they drove through the building, and also any kind of violence that might happen between the car owner and the thieves. And does it really have to come to that? And we got to tell our legislators in New York, and I believe that all the Republicans are on the side of changing this. But we need the Democrats, common sense Democrats, to get on board and change this before something happens.
Don't you find it odd that a lot of the Democrats in Albany think they know more than you, the guy making the arrest, the guy, the sheriff. Like, isn't it crazy that law, you know, these lawmakers in Albany who have never worked in the field think they know more about the, think they know more to enact that policy than what you're trying to tell them?
Well, all they have to do, Joe, is talk to any police chief, any police commissioner, any sheriff throughout the whole entire state of New York. This is not just happening in Erie County. This is happening everywhere. And they just got to talk to law enforcement professionals. They got to talk, really. They just got to listen to the people. I get calls. I had a great email today by a young lady. And she's fed up. She's fed up. And, you know, she saw a newscast where, you know, I was giving tips on what to do to prevent these thefts, is locking your cars and taking the fobs out. And, you know, she said what we all say. You know, it sounds like victim shaming. But as a sheriff and not being able to change the laws, Joe, my only tools are to be able to tell the public, hey, this is happening in the neighborhoods. If you see something suspicious, give us a call. And that actually worked in two cases last night in two of our districts where people called, our deputies responded, and we made an arrest of there were five young kids in a car milling around checking the door handles of vehicles. And in the other case, the two vehicles sped off and we don't chase. But, you know, the other thing is I could only tell people what they should be not doing. And that's, you know, leaving their car open and leaving their fob in there. But this is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we grew up in a time where a car theft was a big deal. A burglary is a big deal. And now you get a parent's ticket for stealing somebody's car. It's outrageous, outrageous. And, you know, we're just seeing this huge surge, and it's costing everybody a lot of money, a lot of grief, a lot of time without your vehicle that you depend on to get to work, to get your kids to school. It's outrageous. If they don't change something in Albany, then shame on the voters, or, you know, shame on the legislators that are there.
Sheriff, you know, I remember the Seinfeld episode where Jerry got his car stolen. They crossed wires. They're not crossing wires these days, right?
No, they're not breaking your vent window and then getting in your car and then taking a screwdriver and breaking your steering column and starting it that way. I would say about 95% of the vehicles stolen, Joe, are a crime of opportunity. And that is, they'll check 20 door handles on a, you know, on a block or in a cul-de-sac, wherever this is happening throughout Erie County. If a car happens to be unlocked, they get in, they put their foot on the brake, they hit the start button. If it starts, they drive away. This is not something they're technical. Well, although we did see a group that had some cloning devices, small minority. The vast majority, 95%, are because the car fob is in the car and the car is unlocked.
Now, do a majority of these end with you finding them with the car intact, or are many of these ending like the one where the car is in the Burger King, where these cars are wrecked by the time you find them?
We found cars wrecked on railroad tracks and abandoned building parking lots. We found them. We've been finding them all over the place, mostly in the city of Buffalo. We find them in damaged condition, without the car fob, without any occupants. We've had some where, when we do have Air One and our partners in law enforcement throughout Erie County in our Operation Key Fob, where we're out there during the week, we do make the arrests. But most of the time, Joe, we find them just abandoned somewhere. If somebody has GPS on their vehicle, that helps. We're able to track down the vehicle a lot quicker. But, you know, it's a huge hassle for the person. Then you got to get your car fixed. And I talked to people that said, you know, I get my car fixed, but the glove compartment number works the same. It's just aggravating. It's something that is really a violation of people's property that you're in your vehicle all the time. And then to have to spend that money on getting it fixed, people are just shaking their heads. And it doesn't matter if it's in Amherst or Chaparral or Grand Island or Clarence or Elma. It doesn't matter where it is, Buffalo. People are fed up, Joe, and they just don't understand how people are arrested. They're given an appearance ticket. And are they doing it again that same night? Who knows?
Have you talked to local members of the Assembly, of the State Senate, and tried to convince, especially the Democrats, that, you know, that there's got to be some change in these laws? Because, again, I think, as you said, I think raise the age is a big thing for, you know, those under 18. They know this will be wiped from their record. And bail reform, you're letting people back on the streets with a appearance ticket. There doesn't really seem to be a consequence to the crime. Have you tried to talk to any of the local representatives, and have you had any feedback?
I have conversations with a lot of our local representatives in Albany. And, you know, I tell them what we're missing here is just common sense. This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's a safety of the people issue. And this is about the quality of life issue. And how is it that the people that we represent are clamoring for a change and we're not doing anything about it? Now, is our Western New York delegation enough to overcome this? You have some very liberal Democrats downstate that need to realize if they don't care about the public they serve, maybe they should care about, you know, the people that they're trying to protect, and that's the criminals. Raise the age is only giving these young men and women an opportunity to commit more crimes and have more cases against them. The appearance ticket, where instead of you sitting in jail and cooling your heels, you're going back out and stealing some more. I mean, it's not doing anyone any good. It's the same as the HALT Act. It's not doing anyone any good.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
And for the teens that, you know, get released and try to go steal again, I mean, they're also putting themselves in danger. You might actually be protecting these teens by putting them in jail and not allowing them to go back out there and, you know, go 100 miles down the 33.
100%. And, you know, it kind of another example was when we had that surge in overdose deaths throughout Erie County, and I would get calls from parents whose kids were, suffering from these addiction issues. And they would ask, hey, is my son John Doe or daughter Jane Doe in your custody? And we would say no. And they were disappointed, Joe, because that meant they were out on the street and there was a bigger chance of them maybe dying of an overdose instead of being in our custody, getting the treatment that they would be getting. But, you know, the same here. Yeah, I agree with you, Joe, on this, is that If they were in our custody, they wouldn't be out there stealing more cars. If they're in our custody, maybe they would say, I don't want to spend another day in jail. But, you know, growing up, we were all held accountable. There were repercussions to our actions. Grand Theft Auto was a big deal. Breaking into somebody's house. My God, it's a terrible crime. But now we give people an appearance ticket. What is it telling our youth? It's not a big deal.
Exactly. I mean, there's someone that shot or some people that shot 11 individuals on the 4th of July, and the Buffalo police have still not made any arrests. I know that's unrelated, but it's sending a similar message. Sheriff Garcia, have you talked with other counties? Are they seeing something similar throughout the state of New York?
Every other county, the other 61 counties in New York State are seeing the same. A surge in quality of life. Crimes, car thefts, car break-ins. I mean, you know, it's gotten to the point of, you know, what San Francisco would do, leave your cars open and your windows down so people could just go in there and take whatever they want without damaging your car. I mean, we need common sense approach to these issues. The people are clamoring for us to do something about it. As law enforcement, the only thing we can do is arrest, but we can't detain when it's something that you could get an appearance ticket on. But I don't think it's doing anyone any good, especially the victims of this, because they're being victimized and sometimes re-victimized, and the perpetrators are being let out to do it again. So instead of having one charge, now they have four charges. Our people need to go to Albany and tell them exactly what our people are saying here. And by that, I mean our public. But if they talk, like I said earlier, to any commissioner of police, any chief of police, any sheriff, they're going to tell them all the same. And it doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. This is a crime spree that's going on throughout Erie County and beyond.
Is this, someone put this on the text board, with these situations, is there anything that could be upcharged in a car theft to hold the person more accountable?
So, you know, I was asked a question similar to this, and Joe, what I feel is that with our New York State penal law that we have in place, we have so many laws about everything. All we have to do is start enforcing the laws and use common sense about detaining people. If you steal someone's car, it's a big deal already. You know, the only upcharges that you could do are obviously reckless driving or what, running somebody over. You know, I mean, what is it going to take for people to wake up and say, hey, listen, we got to stop this, because some of the consequences might be that. These young men speed away through a neighborhood. They don't see somebody. They run them over. They crash into the building at Burger King. If the building was in there, it was a van with a family. It could have been injured or killed. Or you have a homeowner that sees somebody in their garage, which is attached to the house, and they come out with a legally owned weapon, and somebody gets shot. I just, you know, we have the laws in place. This is a felony already. Let's use some common sense and let's hold these people that commit this crime and stop it. I'll bet that if somebody spends a couple of days in jail, that they'll think twice before doing it again. And listen, I'm the sheriff of Erie County. Am I looking to hold more people in jail? No. But we got to do something about this before something tragic happens.
Absolutely. I think I agree with you. This is not a Republican Democrat thing. This is a common sense thing. And I do question policymakers who think they know more than you, Sheriff John Garcia, who is seeing this each and every day, and who can, you know, be a witness to what this bail reform and raise the age has actually done. It's not helping anyone, as you said. Sheriff, while I got you here, I do want to ask you about the county jail. Any movement on that? On getting one county jail up to date?
Well, as you know, last year we spent $750,000 and a lot of man hours in putting this study together. And national experts recommended that we get one jail to modernize the facilities that are falling apart, to save tens of millions of dollars and duplication of costs and manpower. And, you know, our county legislature did not put it up to vote. And even one legislator did not even read this study. So, no, I think it's the ball stopped on the 5-yard line, unfortunately. So now the answer is to put $10 to $20 million a year in fixing up the two facilities. So we'll get the duct tape out and the and do what we can. But you know, we're cops, Joe. We maintain this building, make sure everybody's safe and secure. But we're not plumbers. We're not electricians. We're not you know, some of the work that needs to be done is going to run into millions of dollars. And there's got to be a solution. We can't keep kicking the can down the road. And the money that we're putting in, it's not saving money down the road. It's just fixing one problem after another.
Yeah, it's pushing more money down the road that's actually just going to cost more once we finally get to that point.
Yeah, unfortunately, hey, anybody doing a renovation of their house, they know that after COVID, it skyrocketed, the prices. I understand that. And yeah, $500 million for county jail, it's not really a sexy thing. It's not a Bill Stadium, you know. But what it does is we showed, and the study showed, that there would be savings from manpower savings and duplication of services, and we would have one unified court somewhere, you know, close to Buffalo, I would prefer. But having two of them, Joe, and having to transport prisoners all over the county to different courts, having security staff at both places, having medical staff at both places, so on, you know, kitchen costs. It's just mounting. Inflation's going through the roof. Prescription costs are going up. And, you know, we're an accredited agency. We need to do it in a certain way. But it's not like having a house in Florida. It's like having a second family in Florida. And our second location is out in Alden, half an hour away. And it's completely staffed as the holding center is here. And not to mention, we have between 200 and 225 jail cells that are down for maintenance right now.
Wow. Sheriff John Garcia, always great talking with you. Really appreciate the time this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Joe. And I hope, you know, if there's state legislators out there listening, they go to Albany and they change this up.
Well, we know they're listening. We'll just hope they go with the message. Sheriff John Garcia, appreciate the time.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot. Because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.